Section 3, Ethnic Groups. As you read, look for the major ethnic groups in the state. Vocabulary term, ethnic group. An ethnic group is a group of people who share common traditions, beliefs, and patterns of living that can include language, religion, customs, characteristics, history, and food. Many ethnic groups and individuals have come to Oklahoma seeking new beginnings or new opportunities. French explorers, Jewish merchants, Polish miners, and hundreds of other groups and individuals have all had an impact on Oklahoma and have helped it become the great place to live that it is today. While the different groups celebrate their unique backgrounds, as a whole, we celebrate our state. With each generation, our ethnic population contributes to our Oklahoma heritage. Native Americans. The name Oklahoma is derived from two Choctaw words, Okla and Huma, which combined mean red people. Oklahoma is home to the headquarters of 39 different tribes and nations. Descendants of the original 67 tribes that inhabited Indian Territory still live in the state, giving it the second largest Native American population in the country, behind California. Tribal cultures vary greatly, and each tribe has its own traditions, beliefs, and native language. Some of Oklahoma's first tribes were the Wichita, Comanche, Plains Apache, and Quapaw. New cultures were introduced by the forced relocation of hundreds of American Indians. Some tribes were able to select their land in Indian Territory, but most were forced to live in certain areas. Indians adapted and changed, but they didn't lose sight of their basic values. Festivals, museums, and cultural centers help the Indian nations pass along their proud heritage to younger generations. African Americans. African Americans' arrival in Oklahoma spanned many years. Some came with early explorers. Others came as slaves to Indian plantation owners. Some black troops saw action during the Civil War, and they later became known as the Buffalo Soldiers. It was estimated that 7,000 blacks lived in Indian Territory after the Civil War. Many former slaves came to the territory after the war when pamphlets promised a black paradise. They came as settlers, farmers, workers, cowboys, and gunfighters. They built more than 50 all-black communities in Oklahoma. As with several rural Oklahoma communities, some of these towns no longer exist. British and Irish. Many Europeans were already in America when white settlement in Oklahoma began in earnest in 1889. Because of intermarriage between Europeans and Indians, some people of British, including English, Scottish, and Welsh, and Irish descent, came to Oklahoma during the early 1800s when the five tribes were resettled from the east. Others came as traders and trappers. Many early Irish served in military posts. After the Civil War, Scottish cattlemen leased Indian grassland, and some Irish laborers helped build railroads or worked coal mines. British and Irish miners helped establish the coal industry in southeastern Oklahoma. By 1900, there were 4,290 English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh in the territory. Like most ethnic groups, many came as family units. Early-day British Protestants easily established themselves in the state. Hennessy and Deer Creek, Oklahoma County, were home to many early Irish residents. One Irishman changed the name of Edgewood in Chickasaw Country to the Irish name of Erin Springs. In 1910, most of the British and Irish population was rural. By 1920, the majority resided in urban areas. Italians. Italians first came to Oklahoma and the coal mines in 1875. While most Italians were miners in the counties of Pittsburgh, Cole, Latimer, and Okmulgee, a small group moved to the Fort Cobb area to farm. A large number of Italians immigrated to the United States in the early 1900s. By 1910, over 2,500 lived in Oklahoma, with 85% of those living in coal mining towns in southeastern Oklahoma, especially the McAllister and Krebs area. The Italian heritage is still celebrated in Krebs. Some Italians left the mines to establish businesses such as grocery and dry goods stores, blacksmith shops, and restaurants. One family started a macaroni factory in McAllister. Pietro Pigari changed his name to Pete Pritchard and worked in the coal fields until an accident halted his mining career. He then started making and selling Choctaw beer, and later added Italian dishes to the business called Pete's Place. Germans and Germans from Russia. The largest number of foreign-born immigrants in Oklahoma were German in language and culture. Many came directly from Germany. Some were German-speaking people born in Switzerland or Austria. Others were Germans who had lived as foreign colonists in Russia for many years. 1 in 8 Oklahomans today claim German ancestry, which is more than any other ethnicity, including Native American. The cheap land available in Oklahoma appealed to many Germans who had already migrated to America. The land runs, lotteries, and allotments attracted thousands of Germans, and they settled throughout the state, although a large number settled in 10 north-central counties. Germans from Russia settled primarily in the western third of the region. Most of the Germans were farmers, and Germans from Russia were largely responsible for bringing wheat to the new land. Some Germans were shoe cobblers, cabinet makers, butchers, bakers, watchmakers, and blacksmiths. Germans were known for their hard work ethic, but they also found time to form social clubs. Tulsa and Lawton continue to have active German clubs. Czechoslovakians. The lure of land also brought Czech families to areas west, east, and north of Oklahoma City. This group was very successful at farming, and all members of their large families helped. The Czechoslovakians partly immigrated to America to preserve their culture, which was being threatened in their home country. Polka music and good food are a continuing part of the Czech culture. Hispanics. The Hispanic and Latino population started slowly, but it now ranks as one of the fastest-growing groups in Oklahoma. Indian raids brought some Mexicans into the area as captives in the 1800s. Poor economic conditions in Mexico led many to search for better opportunities in Oklahoma. Some of the first Hispanics who arrived after statehood worked as laborers in coal mines and on railroads, farms, and ranches. Hispanics retain strong generational ties within their families. While Spanish may be spoken in some households, in others English is the main or only language spoken. Traditional Mexican food is part of many religious celebrations, and colorful fiestas are held for special days. Asians and Pacific Islanders. Another population group that has seen significant growth includes Asians and Pacific Islanders. Chinese immigrants had made their way to America in the late 1800s, and a few were in Oklahoma by statehood. After the Vietnam War, many Vietnamese fled their country and were sponsored by groups across the United States. Some made new lives in Oklahoma, primarily in urban areas. Oklahoma City has a growing Asian district with a variety of businesses and shops. It's your turn. Number 1. Where does the word Oklahoma come from? Number 2. Which ethnic groups helped establish Oklahoma's coal industry? The following is a summary of Chapter 18. The many cultures in Oklahoma are a blend of hundreds of years of settlement by many different peoples. Oklahoma's vast diversity of cultures lends itself to a kaleidoscope of events celebrating the unique history of our state. Oklahoma's American Indian heritage is celebrated through powwows, dances and dramas, storytelling festivals, the Red Earth Festival, and other events. Civil War battles and rendezvous are part of many reenactments held yearly. The earliest festivals throughout the world were a celebration of the harvest. The tradition continues in Oklahoma through festivals and community, county, and state fairs that feature crops, livestock, equipment, foods, fun, music, and crafts. Oklahoma is a treasure trove of museums and historic sites featuring prehistory, Native Americans, the West, ethnic groups, sports, and famous Oklahomans. Oklahoma has many ethnic groups, including African Americans, Native Americans, Irish, British, Italians, Germans, Hispanics, Czechs, Asians, Pacific Islanders, and several others.